But use of the facility has jumped in recent years owing to vast quantitative easing, or QE, during COVID-19 and regulatory tweaks which left banks laden with cash. QE creates deposits. When the Fed buys a bond from an investment fund, a bank must intermediate the transaction. The fund's bank account swells, so does the bank's reserve account at the Fed. From the start of QE in 2020 to its end 2 years later, deposits in commercial banks rose by $4.5 trillion, roughly equal to the growth in the Fed's own balance sheet. For a while, banks could cope with the inflows because the Fed decided at the start of COVID to ease a regulation known as the Supplementary Leverage Ratio, or SLR. This stopped the growth in commercial banks' balance sheets from forcing them to raise more capital, allowing them to safely use the inflow of deposits to increase holdings of treasury bonds and cash. Banks duly took the opportunity, buying $1.5 trillion of treasury and agency bonds. Then, in March 2021, the Fed let the exemption from the SLR lapse. As a result, banks found themselves swimming in unwanted cash. They shrank by cutting their borrowing from money market funds, which instead chose to park their cash at the Fed. By 2022, the funds had $1.7 trillion deposited overnight in the Fed's reverse repo facility, compared with a few billion a year earlier. After the fall of SVB, America's small and mid-sized banks fear deposit outflows. The problem is that monetary tightening has made them still more likely. Gara Afonso and colleagues at the Federal Reserve Bank of New York find that use of money market funds rises along with rates, since returns adjust faster than those from bank deposits. Indeed, the Fed has raised the rate on overnight reverse repo transactions from 0.05% in February 2022 to 4.8%, making it much more alluring than the going bank deposit rate of 0.4%. The amount money market funds parked at the Fed through the reverse repo facility and thus outside the banking system jumped by $500 billion in the same period. For those lacking a banking license, leaving money in the repo facility is a better bet than leaving it in a bank. Not only is the yield considerably higher, but there is simply no reason to worry about the Fed going bust. Money market funds could, in effect, become narrow banks, institutions that back consumer deposits with central bank reserves, rather than higher return but riskier assets. A narrow bank cannot make loans to firms or write mortgages, nor can it go bust. The Fed has long been skeptical of such institutions, fretting that they would undermine banks. In 2019, officials denied TMB USA, a startup aiming to create a narrow bank, a license. A similar concern has been raised about opening the Fed's balance sheet to money market funds. When the reverse repo facility was set up, Bill Dudley, then the president of the New York Fed, worried it could lead to the disintermediation of the financial system. During a financial crisis, it could exacerbate instability with funds running out of riskier assets and onto the Fed's balance sheet. There is no sign of a dramatic rush. For now, the banking system is dealing with a slow bleed. But deposits are growing scarcer as the system is squeezed, and America's small and mid-sized banks could pay the price.